Good morning. Thank you for calling Art Shop Fiber. My name is CJ. With whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Laura Wasserman.
Hi, Laura. How are you?
Okay. I just signed up online. I know you're in my neighborhood. I don't know when it's coming exactly. But I have a question. I noticed it said that the internet would cover the whole house, free whole house internet, and then later on it says, how many extenders would you like for $7.99 or something?
Yes.
I have a system here where I have my my router in the basement, and I have hardwired hotspots in the house.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure. I know I can still use them, but I'm not quite sure how I connect it to your system.
Okay, now hotspots, do you mean like such as like a kind of like an extender in a sense?
It's an extender, but they're hardwired.
Okay. I mean, typically it should be compatible, but the best thing I can do is I can type a note for the tech to give you a call back because they would know more about that. Typically, when people use their own routers, sometimes it doesn't work out that well, and we can't troubleshoot those routers with the system that we have.
I mean, it could be your router.
Okay.
I just have to make sure that your company is willing to connect my other, extenders to your system. I think I need to talk to somebody technical.
Absolutely, and I can get that over to them. What is a good callback number for you, please?
917-881-6100. It's probably not good today. Maybe I'll just call back tomorrow.
I can do is I can make a note and let them know to give you a call tomorrow if that's better for you. Did you want a certain time
great.
Frame?
Early in the day is fine.
Okay. So it's about the extenders and connecting the hard wires.
Yeah.
And then as far as it goes, if they're Ethernet cables, if they place the router in the same spot that you currently have your current router, I don't see why that wouldn't be an issue if they're Ethernet cables.
Yeah, I don't know if they're going to want to put it there. Well, maybe. That would be interesting because that would take care of everything.
Yeah, that would. Because, I mean, typically you do have the freedom of, you know, where the router goes. They'll figure out the best spot for it. But if you have, like, Ethernet cables that are already leading to the basement where your current router is, I don't see why that would be an issue.
Well, they're cables. They're cables from Spectrum. Would that be Ethernet?
If they are we talking, like, a coaxial cable? Or are we talking about, like, the Ethernet
it's
that you would typically plug
cable.
Into... Because if you have, like, the cable that you typically plug into, like, the back of your desktop PC, for example, or the back of your printer to connect it to the internet, those are Ethernet cables. If it's ones that kind of fit back into the back of your – if you have TV service and you have a cable box and you have to, like, spin the metal to get it into.
I know the difference. I'm just I don't know what – how Spectrum would have connected it to my router, whatever way they normally do.
Yeah, so I mean, typically on the back of the router, there's 4 Ethernet cable ports.
Yeah.
Sometimes there could be more. So if it is Ethernet cable, then that would not be an issue because you'll have the Ethernet cables that would plug right into there. But I can definitely get those questions over to a tech and have them give you a call back. How do I spell your last name, please?
Wasserman.
Perfect. Thank you very much for that, Laura. And your service address, please.
11 Crosmoor, C-R-O-S as in Sam, M-O-U-R, Drive, Rhinebeck.
And that's 12572. Perfect.
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. I can definitely get this info over to a tech and have them give you a call back, okay?
Yeah, that would be great.
Perfect. Okay. And you said tomorrow early morning, right?
Anytime after 9:30 would be fine.
Okay, perfect.
What else did I want to ask about?
Yeah, any other questions that I can let them know that you had questions about, or if there's any questions that I can personally answer?
Do you know what the time frame is here?
For
installation?
For installation? Okay, so a typical install takes about an hour and a half.
No, but I mean...
you mean how far out?
This area. Yeah.
Did you sign up for a notification, or did it let you go through with setting up service?
I set up service.
Okay.
But they set up to 90 days. I don't know if they really mean up to 90 days or where they are in the installation.
Let
process.
Me go ahead and take a look. I can absolutely take a look at that. So if you do hear a couple moments of silence, I do apologize.
Okay.
So I do see you here scheduled. So it'll show about the end of July. It says July 31st, but sometimes we make it a little bit sooner, so that can change. But as of right now, it is showing July 31st.
Okay, great. Also, I don't do any gaming or anything, so 1 gigabyte should suffice.
It should be
right?
Plenty, absolutely. If you don't do you stream with like Netflix or any other?
Yeah.
So, I mean, the 1 gig will help with essentially you'll create less traffic. So if you have multiple TVs going on at the same time that are streaming, for example, it won't slow that down. Also if you're doing work meetings at the same time, cause you know, if we have kids or if we have company over, yes, absolutely.
Okay. That's what I thought.
Absolutely.
Okay, great. Thanks so much. Appreciate
you're
it.
Very, very welcome, Laura. Is there anything else that I can answer for you today?
I think that's it.
Okay, perfect.
Thank you.
In that case, thank you so much for calling Arch Top Fiber. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.